Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air.
Welcome to WPR Rebuttal, covering a side to the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, bringing you narratives UW System Board of Regents won't allow, and shedding light on perspectives the owners of WPR don't want you to hear. Welcome to today's edition of WPR Rebuttal. I'm your host, Senator JPO, and it is a fine Friday, November 11th, and just just shy of 3 days removed from the election. And holy smokes, let's just say that it looks highly promising for critics of higher education. And that's good, because I've been banging on that subject for the past few years now, even before I had created this podcast. And that's why, to engage the losers, to reach across the aisle, today's show is post-election therapy to soothe the sore egos of those who lost and to bring them over onto a healthier perspective going forward next election cycle. And we're live on WPR Rebuttal. If you want to call in, our number is 929-477-3965. So the first question that I've been asked that has not been asked by a lot of the media is, was the Donald Trump election victory a psyop? In other words, that's short for psychological operations. And although it has a military connotation, any organization or group of people can perform a so-called PSYOP, and that just amounts to selectively communicating information to create a general perception in the mind of the audience. In other words, it's just a form of mass communication. That's all PSYOP is, more or less. And it could be argued that the pollsters underestimated the power of social media amongst Trump supporters, because a lot of these people were not talking to the pollsters. I know personally, I was working most of the polling times. I voted early via absentee ballot on my off day, but really when these unknown numbers called me, I presume at least a few of them were pollsters. And a lot of people, including me, we don't answer the phone if we see an unknown number. And do those survey people leave a voice message? No, especially if they're using auto callers, these robo-dialers, right? They call the people, they campaign, and get out their message. They're not going to reach those people who do not answer if it's a strange number. So in a lot of cases, maybe the messages were not sent, and it is especially true the pollsters wanted to reach people, and the pollsters did not leave a voice message explaining who they are and leaving a callback number. But on the same token, that didn't really matter, because it just meant if people knew that the polls were off. I mean, Trump supporters knew that they were off, the polls were raw. They just might not have suspected that the polls were that severely off, and that's why the Trump people knew that every single person in their network had to go with them to the polls or do like I did and vote early, because really that was the key to victory, is that a lot more people came out to vote than the pollsters had predicted from that particular demographic. And they are claiming that it's mostly low-education white men who elected Trump. But, of course, they're getting the highly educated, disgruntled college graduates who are sick of the higher education schoolwork scam, and they helped elect Donald Trump as well. And, of course, which politician said higher education is sinister? Well, that'd be U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. So the moral story is, never underestimate the power of the people who the mass media overlook. And the so-called influence of the progressives has been overstated in many instances. there are these urban enclaves where they're like an ideological echo chamber, and they are the ones who are most surprised by Donald Trump winning. So, okay, if I don't get any callers here for the live therapy session on air within the next, let's say, 3 minutes, then I'm going to sign off on this episode, and I'll just go back to doing what I was doing before, which was commenting via social media on the Discus platform. And that is spelled D-I-S-Q-U-S, Discus. Now, I've read some recent articles here that are really germane, not articles, but comments. Recent remarks are highly germane to how the other side is handling the fallout from the election. Well, for one thing, okay, just when Hillary conceded, the photographers in the crowd did their best to avoid getting Bill Clinton in the frame. They try to keep him out of the frame because the few perspectives they did capture him in, Bill Clinton looked practically demonic. I mean, it was just uncanny, like the expression on his face. It's like, wow. I mean, the evangelical Christians got out to vote, and they helped elect Donald Trump, and Bill Clinton is kind of like making the distorted expression of like an antichrist. I mean, Billary was really, really disappointed, but the William Jefferson Clinton half of Billary was really looking extremely angry. So the photographers, to avoid having a lasting memento to Clinton's rage, they kept Bill out of the picture for the most part. And the pollsters. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is pretty funny. Wisconsin Public Radio was talking about, I mean, like anyone else. I mean, even Reuters. Okay, Thomson Reuters has a polling company. They have a polling partnership with Ipsos. And it turns out Reuters Ipsos was also inaccurate. And WPR often cites the Marquette University poll, which was less inaccurate than the others, but still off by a solid 6 points. So then WPR is trying to play pollster apologist by interviewing this one pollster, which never heard of him before. I guess the major pollsters were off busy doing something else. But okay, so my summary of that WPR segment is, our polling profession is not obsolete, protested the obsolete pollster. Yeah, you have to consider the source when these survey people say, oh, well, just because we're wrong, majorly wrong this time around, doesn't mean that people will consult us less often. Well, okay, news organizations will continue to consult pollsters, but the readers will be more skeptical. And really, polling is a dying profession until they make the sufficient changes, such as to better measure the sentiment of higher education skeptics. Because these higher education critics are not only those who never intended a role in college, but also those who had earned their degrees, such as yours truly, but were outraged at the lack of a wage premium for all their hard work and study. So pollsters must pay attention to them, because to ignore them amounts to greater professional risk. What else here? Not really too much. The BBC was speculating that Newt Gingrich might become Secretary of State under President-elect Trump. And that sounds swell to me. But while we're at it, make Senator JPO the higher education czar, because I will make federal funding for nonprofit universities contingent upon their graduates meeting earnings, while the perhaps final Department of Education Secretary will promulgate school work requirements for various colleges. Okay, so I'm looking at the dashboard here. We don't have any callers. I am just going to wrap this up. It looks like that amongst my audience, everyone's celebrating. Hooray. No one's mourning Hillary Rodham Clinton losing. All my listeners are celebrating Donald J. Trump and Michael R. Pence's victory to the offices of President and Vice President. So with that celebration in progress, I will announce that our next episode of WPR Rebuttal will be Friday, November 18th, at approximately 1:30. Subject to be determined. See you then.